Apart from the fact this is part two, apart from the fact that I've got SM2N here, so in case you've just found this one first. And the other thing is that basically the results came out. Nigel Farage went on to say, no, the 350 million, which was a lie as well. he can't guarantee that's going to be spent on the NHS. Well, obviously he can't, because he's not in government, but he also said that was a mistake. They shouldn't have said that. And then all of a sudden, which is also very annoying, that then the TV presenters jumped to him and went, yeah, but that's what people voted for. People voted on that promise.
Yeah.
Well, and since then, did you hear MEP Daniel Hannan? He was very vocal on the Leave side. I saw him on one of the debates last week. He was actually quite damaging because he's an MEP, so he sat there and told everyone how terrible Europe is and how he's riding the gravy train, apparently. He then sat there and said that he doesn't think, having voted out of the EU, that they're going to be able to control immigration. And I haven't watched the clip yet, but apparently Evan Davis got quite frustrated with him because, again, that was one of their promises. And the Remain sign had said to them, well, you could have got immigration down, you know, on the other half that you can already control, but you haven't done that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So, yeah. So, and, you know, what about, you know, and you know, if you take on any kind of model of, you know, that where you have kind of some kind of trade deal with the EU will mean that you will have to have, you will have to pay in, and you will have to have free movement of labour.
Yeah.
You will have to accept that.
Yeah.
And he conceded that, and, you know, but then I also thought, well, isn't it a bit rich of the journalists to now have a go at them? Because why didn't they do that before when we were all sitting there thinking, why aren't you asking them the relevant questions? Yep. You could have taken that person apart if you just asked, what exactly do they mean? You could have just, you know, had you done your homework and you asked proper questions rather than just asking the kind of question that gives that person the opportunity to talk a bit more about what they want to talk about, then, you know, that then we would have probably, then we might have had a proper debate about it. And I think that's the kind of thing where I think, I wouldn't mind having a second referendum. You know, it might not look very democratic, but I just feel like there was some massive fraud going on here.
Yeah.
And some massive misinformation. And that's what annoys me, that a lot of people didn't realise, you know, that this is like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, not a general election where they can reverse it all in 5 years. They were just being drawn in. They didn't get informed properly. They were just lapping up all the lies that were coming out. And that they just didn't make the decision based on information. But maybe I'm wrong, and because this is too complex a decision, that you can't expect ordinary people to gather all the information they would need.
It wasn't complex. So, 9 out of 10 experts were saying this is going to be a bad thing.
Yeah, but they don't trust those experts because to them, that's all people who have jobs and who they think are deciding over their lives and who, you know, and who haven't made a change in their lives yet. So why should they let them continue to do that?
Well, that's what I'm hearing now is that London completely underestimated how popular the exit vote was going to be, the Leave campaign was going to be.
Who do you mean by London?
All of London. So the politicians like Boris and Farage, the media, they completely underestimated how popular it would be.
Really?
Because they like a good story, don't they?
But well, because they were all complicit. There were two papers, as far as I can see, who were pro-Remain. Everybody else was going Brexit.
London. But that's London, and that's what that's part of the problem in the UK is that the press and the media are completely London based.
Mm.
So they have a Londoner's perspective, and I think so. It's all London. So the media were trying to bolster the Leave campaign because they thought they've got a chance, but it's a good story to have them around. So therefore, we're gonna bolster the
we're gonna bolster the
Leave campaign and the UKIP because they make a good story. They make good press.
Is that all it was? Yeah,
they didn't believe that. They didn't believe that it was going to be successful. And as you say, even Farage thought he was going to lose.
So they
completely underestimated the Sunderland people because they don't understand how Sunderland people work. They don't understand how a load of Labour voting people there could be so xenophobic because they think, oh, a Labour person, that's going to be someone like Jeremy Corbyn. You know, it's going to be hugger or whatever. So
he's not exactly a tree hugger, though, is he?
No, but he's a lefty, and
But he's not been particularly immigrant friendly, from what I've heard.
And that's what I'm saying. The Londoners do not understand.
Yeah, because they're so liberal, multicultural. They don't understand on the communities around the country. Especially the ones where there's already little work going, that they're going to be very much affected by a huge influx, sudden influx of foreigners.
So they completely underestimated how effective that would be, and that was why they pushed it so hard because they thought it was going to be fine. It was going to be, it was still going to be a majority for the Remain camp.
Yeah.
So it's London, just London being so London centric. Not understanding the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a good reason for decentralising. Sorry, didn't mean to take over.
No, it's fine.
It's your boo, not mine.
I'm still. I mean, especially Sunderland. I just still think people up there don't get it. They've got Nissan giving them jobs, and apparently Nissan was used in the Leave campaign's leaflet as these foreign employers are going to stay even if there's Brexit, which was totally wrong. The Leave campaign just made it up. It was all made up. None of it was true. Mm. So Nissan apparently wrote to its employees to put the story straight and say, no, actually, you know, we'd rather the UK stay in the EU. And people seem to have taken that as they want me to vote. They're telling me how to vote. And then there was like a protest vote for that. But I just, through some German dailies today and they were kind of saying, well, the German car manufacturers reckon they're going to be fine because they don't actually produce that many cars. In the UK, but they said the ones that produce loads of cars and the suppliers, like Nissan, for instance, like Jaguar, they reckon won't come off so well. And Nissan chose the UK because that's quite favourable, but they're quite connected to the rest of the EU. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there. I just really feel that people voted themselves out of a job.
Yeah,
and they just don't seem to understand it, and that's why I think, you know, maybe there should be a second referendum. I mean, I haven't seen anything yet where, you know, I mean, my friend was also saying, oh, there's lots of people regretting their decisions and saying, oh, if I'd known all that, then I wouldn't have voted out. I haven't seen any yet, to be honest. I have not seen a single person. All I've seen is people saying, oh yeah, we want our country back. Oh yeah, EU immigrants, go home, kind of thing. That's all I've seen, and nobody regretting so anything. It is.
The division within the country is just.
Yes, you know, that's unhealthy. It's, yeah, levels. That's what it's caused.
Unhealthy levels of it.
Yeah.
That you know, if you want to keep the proletariat down, you have to have a little bit of division in the proletariat, obviously. So they'll fight against each other rather than against the government. But, you know, you don't want too much because then you end up with civil unrest.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it's just scapegoating. So with certain groups get scapegoated, and this time it was EU immigrants. So, yeah, great.
Or perhaps I'm scapegoating Londoners, I don't know.
Well, they want to go independent anyway, so they can stay in the EU.
Yeah.
So we'll see what comes of that. Anyway, we're at the end of the book, so I'm not going to start another one. It's just a bit of a discussion about it. Mm.